A nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier arrived in South Korea for a three-way exercise involving Japan. The arrival of the USS Theodore Roosevelt Strike Group comes as they step up military training to cope with North Korean threats, which have escalated following a security pact with Russia. Rear Admiral Christopher Alexander, the commander of the carrier Strike Group 9, outlined their goals for the exercise.
This is one exercise that is continuing to strengthen our relationship, continuing to strengthen the interoperability between our two great navies.
The arrival of the U.S. aircraft carrier came a day after South Korea summoned the Russian ambassador to protest a major deal between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. South Korea says the deal poses a threat to its security and warned that it could consider sending arms to Ukraine to help fight off the Russian invasion as a response, a move that would ruin its relations with Moscow. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.